This is David Flint for CANDU. The situation in Syria is getting worse. 40,000 people have fled the country. 20,000 have been killed. And these include 500 children and 600 people who died under torture. There's only one answer. It's the overthrow of the evil regime of Bashir al-Assad. He got the job because he inherited it from his father, who was even worse than he is. Now, the Western powers, exhausted from their interventions in Afghanistan, Iraq and Libya, are little inclined to send their armies in. Meanwhile, the Arab League does nothing, and Israel is understandably wary. The United Nations Security Council is completely impotent. Both Russia and China have made it very clear they'll veto any sanctions against the regime. And Australia? There's not much a middle power can do, especially so given the government has completely run down our defences. But the government is doing something. They're pursuing their useless exercise in international vanity. They're trying to win an election to get a temporary seat on the same UN Security Council. They claim they've set aside $23 million of your money for this. Not true. They've actually spent billions of your money. When Foreign Ministers Kevin Rudd and Bob Carr should have been working with the Indonesians to stop the people smugglers and to keep the live cattle export trade alive, they were instead going around the world campaigning for this temporary seat. We've spent billions on this, all in a vain attempt to purchase votes. Now, it's likely tiny Luxembourg will get the seat that we're aiming for. You see, Luxembourg has the support of the European Union, and they're so rich, they can easily outbid Australia. So why is Australia engaging in this corrupt chase for a seat on the Security Council? The Council, as we know, is completely impotent. It rarely does anything useful. It can only act if the five great powers are unanimous. A temporary seat is worthless, and we're paying billions to get one. It's just to feed the vanity of our politicians. Kevin Rudd wanted to strut the world stage. Now it's former Premier Bob Carr. It's about time our politicians stopped wasting money in these useless activities. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Until next time, this is David Flint for CANDU.